Like a teacher.
No, like a blind guy. like an old guy. Like an old bald man.
Okay. Bienvenidos al capítulo número 0 de... ¿Cómo se va a llamar el podcast?
40 y pico
ya existe. Un podcast nuevo, es un nuevo proyecto que tenemos por acá. Nada que ver con Soho Studio Podcast más fotos. Estos cuentos de cuarentones, experiencias de cuarentones o la vida vista desde nuestro punto de vista para aquellos que ya pasamos de 40 hace rato. Bueno, hace rato. Ahí,
¿no? yo okay. Pasé eso hace rato.
Entonces, la idea de este podcast es hacer conversaciones con gente común y corriente, con gente normal. Es decir, que no sea famosa, porque primero no los conocemos. Segundo, es un dolor de cabeza estar detrás de personas para que vengan al podcast, porque si no tienes N cantidad de suscriptores, pues no se van a beneficiar. Así que nos olvidamos de eso y aquí vamos a traer gente común, gente común y silvestre, que nos va a contar anécdotas de su vida visto desde nuestro punto de vista desde más allá, a veces mucho más allá de los 40. Así que este es el capítulo 0 de 40 y Dele. ¿Quién nos acompaña hoy? Amigo de la casa, Alejandro Serra.
Completamente la casa. Hello, ¿cómo están?
Ok, perfecto. Y tenemos una invitada, ¿qué digo invitada? Invitadísima, súper especial. Su nombre es Beatriz Kimath, de Kili Beyond Safaris. Nada más y nada menos que la CEO, la dueña de una compañía que hace safaris en África. ¿Cómo la conocí? Bueno, eso es cuento para otro podcast. Pero la tenemos como invitada especial y digo especial porque para esa gente que quizá me sigue en mi Instagram o me conoce, sabe que una de mis pasiones es la fotografía de animales, en lo que llaman el wildlife photography. De hecho, yo empecé haciendo fotografía tomándole fotos a animales. Y bueno, casualmente me topé con Beatriz y ella muy amablemente accedió a hacer un podcast con nosotros y contarnos sus experiencias de cómo es la vida, de cómo se vive en Tanzania, o sea, al otro lado del mundo. Muchísima gente, entre esos yo, no sabemos ni siquiera dónde queda en el mapa. Sabemos que queda en África, pero no sabemos ubicarlo, ¿ok? Entonces,
googleelo.
Otra cosa. Vamos a hacer un disclaimer acá. Yo no hablo inglés. Esto es una habladera de paja. Yo voy a hacer mi mejor esfuerzo. Ok, él va a ser de ayuda, como quien dice, no digamos de traductor, pero me corrige ahí. Beatriz, she's going to understand my bad English, but I can try. I can do my best for you, ok? Ok, perfect. So, this is, este va a ser mi primer podcast en inglés, así que no me critiquen, no le den la manito abajo, más bien denle me gusta y aprecien el esfuerzo que estamos haciendo, ok? Ok, so, let's continue. Beatriz, who is Beatriz?
I'm Beatriz Kimathi. I'm born and raised in Tanzania under the slope of Mount Kilimanjaro. This is where I came from. And I am really a person passionate about the wildlife and conservation. And I also want to show the world where Tanzania is and what is there and what they're missing. So as a professional, I've been studied wildlife management and conservation for about 4 years. And I've been escorting a group.
In Tanzania.
Yeah, I've been also escorting a group of luxury safari, escorting a group of people doing tours within my country for about 6 years now. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And tell me something about how is your day-to-day on Tanzania. I mean, what do you do? What is the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning? What is your day-to-day life?
So normally if I'll be escorting group or going safaris, I will be going with my guests in the wilderness areas and showcasing what we have there, interpreting the wildlife. If I say wildlife, you understand, right? Wild animals like lions, elephants, and other mammals and floras as well. Actually, that is my profession, so that is what I'll be doing. But apart from that, if I'm not on safari and then I'm in the office, are receiving email from my guests who are requesting to come to Tanzania, and yeah, some other
parts. So your office is literally surrounded by animals, wildlife.
Actually, my office is under the slope of Kilimanjaro, there down on the roof of Mount Kilimanjaro. Where my office is.
Quite a question. What's the official language of Tanzania?
Tanzania, we speak Swahili.
Swahili, okay.
Swahili is our first language compared to other countries. And then English comes the second.
Okay.
Yeah. But apart from that, Tanzania, we have more than 120 tribes which speak native language, like their tribe language. But apart from that, we could communicate with each other very peacefully and harmoniously. But Swahili is what combines us all, so we could understand each other.
Interesting.
Yeah, and English is a language that we learn from school. It's not the language that we grow with.
But common people in the tribes speak English or not?
No, some of them cannot even speak. You know, we have a lot of tribes. I told you we have more than 120 tribes, and those tribes, they have their own kind of lifestyle and also their own language as well. But Swahili is the language, is a national language that we use to communicate if I have to communicate with another person from another tribe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so some tribes still, I could say my grandma still also cannot speak very good Swahili, so English will not be.
And you speak Swahili, of course.
Of course, I speak very good Swahili.
So, do you have lions there? We have cats here. So tell me, what is the most thrilling experience you had on a safari?
Oh my God, I had so many.
I can imagine.
Oh, I can't explain it.
But what is the most thrilling adventure that you ever experienced there?
So,
chased by a lion, maybe?
Elephant, a very
really?
Big elephant. So I and my guests were in a camping trip. We just wanted to experience the camping, and we were just on the way on the road, the trail where the elephant passed, going to drink water. And you know what? We took our chairs and we put outside, and we were. It was in the evening, and we were watching the sunset. There was a river. And the sunset was going, and a group of elephants were walking from our right side. When approaching, going to drink the water, there was another big bull was coming behind us with a very big tusk, you know, a big elephant. And so we were sitting like how we're sitting here three, and my eyes could see, and I knew that that was the elephant coming, because when they walk, you'll never hear when elephant walk. Very slow, even if he's very weight, you know. So
they walk like a cat, maybe?
Silence? Very silent. You wouldn't recognize. You know what? I told my friend, it was her first time being in the wilderness. Her name is Kali. And I told her to come with me. And my friend, the one who I was, like, I just told them, the elephant is behind us, and we have to stay quiet, because I know normally I've studied wildlife. If you come across such animals, there's a technique. And for elephant, they love to be peace. They love peace. They love quiet. So we just stayed quiet for a moment. I just tell them, like, stay quiet, and the elephant will walk away. Chris also was aware of the wilderness because, you know, he has been in the wilderness for many times. And he just said you could walk up slowly and go around. But when we were so peaceful, the elephant just turned around and communicates with the group, with the other group, because the other group had a baby, so they were very protective. He just went far away and took another turn and joined the group. And when he arrived there, he was alerting us, don't come near us because it would be a problem because there was a baby. You know, in a group of elephants, when there is baby, they don't want anyone to come closer because they're very protective.
Nice.
That was really adventurous. That was the one. But another one, I saw elephant were fighting like a very big battle, fighting for a lady in a group. And I could even see the tusk broke and go up and down, you know. That was really heavy.
They can die on those combats?
Sometimes, yes, they can. Because If you know you are a man and you really want to have that woman there for the wilderness, for the elephant, can kill the other one just to make sure that he's going to get it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That sounds like New York.
It looks like New York.
Somebody, okay.
So it counts like, have you had any memorable encounters with wildlife that left you speechless?
Yeah, that was one, because this fighting, this bull fighting was very close into our car, and we were trying to go, like going to get the river going behind,
mm-hmm.
but we got stuck because there was a wooden behind the tires, so we couldn't reverse, and the action was in front of our car. But the thing is, this elephant, how they were fighting, there was no chance they could stop fighting coming for us. So that was the thing that, though I was scared, but still that was the thing that we were safe, but otherwise could be a mess.
And have you ever been in danger? I mean, by yourself, alone?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
This was not a big danger. We were walking through, going to the camp where we were sleeping, and we encountered some buffaloes at night coming nearby the camps.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a big danger, but I'm always lucky. I'm always
lucky. You are here. And I see your whole body.
What's your favorite animal from the reservation?
What's
your favorite animal in the reservation?
I love two animals. And first one is elephant and leopard.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because elephants are very, very calm, you know, and you can get close to them if you don't distract them. And if they don't feel like you're a harmless person, they won't attack you. You just have to be calm and, you know.
If you are not a humble person, explain that.
You know, those animals, they can sense a dangerous person because they've been used to be hunted. You know, animals in the wild, you know, they are people who go to the wild and hunt wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
And for the elephant, will notice if this person is a dangerous person and they can attack immediately. You know, because they know maybe some people they have gun, they want to
hunt them
for the ivory. Mm-hmm. And animal really can sense, it's like a baby. When a very dangerous animal come close to a baby, they may not even attack. So they can sense a very person who has bad intention. Like elephant can sense that And they have a very good memory too.
I heard that. Nice. And what can you tell about the culture of the people of Tanzania? What is what do you want to show to the tourist about the culture of Tanzania?
Yeah, so as I said before, Tanzania is a country rich with diverse of culture, and we have more than 120 tribes. And this tribe, they have their own kind of lifestyle. They have their own food, their own kind of clothes, their own language which they speak, which is different from one another. And you being in Tanzania, you can get a chance to experience those few very famous or very known tribes. Like we have a tribe called Maasai people, mm-hmm. a very interesting tribe, which a lot of people who go there, they want to experience their culture and the way they live, their community. And also we have the Bushmen that they live in the wilderness. They still practice, go for hunting, it's a very small group of they're called hunter and gathering. They still hunt and they live in the bushes and caves, you know. Yeah, but we also have the tribes like Mai. I am coming from the slope of Mount Kilimanjaro, and there we have a tribe called Chaga. And the Chaga people, they live under Kilimanjaro, and they have their own characters. So if you meet a Chaga woman, you'll just know their business. They are very business people, and they are very ambitious. And, you know, this is every culture has their own kind of thing that is differentiate them from another culture, but also food. The food there is amazing. Oh my God.
I was about to ask about the food. tell me about the food.
So as you know, we also have very beautiful beaches like in Zanzibar.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
Zanzibar is very famous because the spices, right?
Yeah, it's a land of... It's very famous for the spice, you know, because of the Arabs mm-hmm. were doing their slave trade business mm-hmm. there. So they brought the spice there and as well, yeah. So the food there, it's called Swahili food. It's a combination of, different tribe and Swahili. It's kind of Arabic dishes mixed with other, our local food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like from my tribe, I have another... We live under the slope of Mount Kilimanjaro, so we grow bananas.
You know?
And other tribes, they have also their own kind of food, and Zanzibar as well. Yeah, so, but the food is really great.
It's nice. So, do you recommend the food, obviously?
Huh?
Do you recommend the food for all the tourists?
Of course, when they come there, they should experience the culture.
Is it spicy or not?
Not all. So, they're different. There are different varieties of food. Yeah, so there's some are spicy, some are not, but mostly Swahili dishes are spicy, little bit spicy and very tasteful as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most famous dish in Tanzania?
So the common food that we have is rice and beans. We have, how do I call it in English? Oh, my God. This is going to be a problem to me now.
Tell it in Swahili. I can speak Swahili.
Trouble. Our common food is ugali, maharage, vegetables. We eat a lot of vegetables because...
Cebolla. Mm-hmm. Onion.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to access, you know, from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
So it's a lot of vegetarian food or...?
More vegetarian as well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But we also have other... Like I said, soil food is how, you know, if you go to Zanzibar, you get more of a little bit of mix of Indian food, you know, they're Swahili.
Yeah. And what about, in Tanzania, do you have any beliefs or superstition about the wildlife or related with the wildlife?
Of course.
For example, I don't know, maybe if you kill a lion, you have 7 years or... Of bad luck, for example, I don't know.
in a Maasai tribe, so as I told you, we have different tribe, and for the Maasai tribe, for a man to be able to be strong and superior and to be given a wife, to be able to marry, you have to go to hunt, to kill a lion.
Oh, really?
Yes, of course.
Oh, he will stay single forever.
So for the parent to say that now you're a grown-up man, you can have a wife.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a challenge. And they go like in a group. They have this special name. I think I forgot it, if not Moran. So they go in a group. They go to the wild. And they have to kill the lion. And the one who is going to shoot, and you have to kill with a spear.
So no, with a weapon, a fire weapon.
No gun. Ah, okay. In the bush. Yeah. So you have to kill, and you're in a group. So actually, what they do, they go there and surround the lion.
Mm-hmm.
So the lion is in the middle, and everyone is holding the you know the arrow, the spear,
arrow. Uh-huh.
And the one. Everyone will try to throw, and the one who really get it and kill it will be the warrior. And they will do like a small part, like a celebration, to show that celebration that they're the winner. And they will go back to home, and their father will grant them gifts, you know, and the women will come there, they'll make a ceremony. And
what happened with the lion? They eat the lion?
They kill the lion. They take. I think the head or the something, just to show that they kill it. Because for them, they don't like lion because they eat their cattle. Because they are pastoralist people. They have so many cows, and for them, they don't eat wild animals. They don't eat wild meat. They are not interested about the wild meat. But they get very aggressive when the wild animal come to kill their animals.
Their
cows and goats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, but now it's not there anymore because the government is trying to make sure that, trying to protect and make sure that those killings never happen. You know, you can't kill a lion in Tanzania now.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So
everybody stay single there.
There is a lot of single men. Yeah, okay, ladies, you already know if you want a husband, go to to Tanzania. Okay, so tell me about your Kilimanjaro tours. What is all about? What is the expectative for a tourist for the Kilimanjaro tours?
So if you're thinking to come to Tanzania, first you think that you have to know that this is the fact that Tanzania is the country where you find the tallest mountain in Africa. So the highest peak is in Tanzania. The highest peak in Africa is in Tanzania, and that is Mount Kilimanjaro. Yeah, it's about 5,859 meters above the sea level. So if you're thinking of coming to Tanzania and do trekking, climbing, you should think of that because it's a very great adventure. It's a life-changing experience. It's like a call. It's like something like if you accomplish it, you'll feel very great. And it's a nice experience. And the people who take you there up are really humble, really nice person. They'll encourage you to reach to the top. And normally it should take up to 7 days to climb to the roof of Africa.
But do you reach the summit?
Yeah, you reach the summit. The summit is called Uhuru. You reach the summit, but you have to take 7 days. But I normally recommend my guests to go up to 8 days for the good acclimatization.
Do you need the oxygen to go there or not?
No.
Okay.
And actually, compared to the other mountain, Kilimanjaro is one of the mountain which say that a lot of people climb as success to reach to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not an exercise person, you don't have to be fit to climb Kilimanjaro. No, you can also climb.
Like me.
Of course, if I can climb.
I wouldn't get like not even halfway.
Can I go on my motorcycle?
You can go with the motorcycle, go around, but not up. But there's a route of going with the bike.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and for the people who live in the U.S., how expensive is to hire your tour from here?
So I'll say the calculation.
More or less.
I will say calculation of $4,000 with full board inclusive in a group, not less than four.
Including the flights, no?
No flights.
Okay.
Yeah. This is full board, including the hotels, all meal plans, transport, all transportation, professional safari guide, all national park fees, yeah, and full meal.
Nice.
Yeah, for the specific of, I'll say 6 days.
The special dates. I mean, do you prefer to do the tour on December, on January, or on July?
So Tanzania is a country where
because the winter or I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have winter there, but
I mean exactly. I mean the rainy season. Exactly.
So what I would recommend, actually Tanzania, you could visit all time through the year. Mm-hmm. Because it's a beautiful country, and we have different vegetation and different landscape. So if you're in the north and the south, the weather is different.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you come, there's best time, which I really recommend my guests to come, and this is from July up to September. This is the best time to come because all the wildlife, the wild animals are into the park, no rain, so they are all there, you know. This is from, but also the great, because you could see the great migration. Have you heard of the great migration?
That's my next question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So the best time is from July.
Look at that. Great migration.
from July, June up to September is the best time to come. But you can also come from December to March. Why those time? Because from June to September, the weather is good. You will enjoy it. The animals are there too, and it's the best time to come to Tanzania. This is the best time you can come, and also as well in Zanzibar if you want to go to the beaches. During the rain season, we recommend our guests to come from December is the time when the Great Migration is moving to mm-hmm. the south of Serengeti on Ondutu region in Ngorongoro. And I'll advise our guests to book from end of January to the beginning of March, because this is the time you could see, it's the calving season where the wildebeest giving birth to 800 or 1,000 new babies in a week. And that time in this area, you get to see lions, leopard, cheetahs, you're going to see vultures, you're going to see a lot of hyenas all around because they're looking for the
the food?
For the food. So you got to see all the animals. It's like ants, it's like, you know, the wildebeest, there are so many. And this is the best time to come. So from, I would say from, because the weather keep changing. And because I know, so February to the beginning or mid of March will be the best time to come. So for the Great Migration, you say you're going to ask me the question of Great Migration?
Of course.
Are you asking
me? No, go ahead. Tell me about it.
Okay. So the Great Migration, actually this is something that you don't have to miss, because if you think of Tanzania and you really want to experience the wildlife, actually the Great Migration is something that brings a lot of people to Tanzania to come and experience. It's one of the world wonders. Why do we call it world wonders? It's the group of wildebeest together with antelope, together with zebras, migrating together, crossing the Mara River, going to Kenya and return. Do you know how many they are?
No.
1.5 million of wallabies crossing the Masai Mara going to Kenya. And the most interesting part is during when they're crossing, because at that time, when crossing, the crocodile
crocodiles,
in the water.
Yeah.
And this is where the actions happen. And you know, when they cross, if one start to jump, they jump all in a line. And there's where the action is happening. The crocodile, you know, is there. Some other dangerous animals as well, like lions, you know. They also want to hunt the babies, which are not very strong. You know, they can't cross the river. It's a very nice experience if you see this live. And so this is something that you don't have to miss. And nowhere in the world you see a great movement of animals moving, going to cross the international border and returning every year. And it's a circular movement which happens throughout the year. After returning back,
it happens every year, right?
It's happened every year, and it's ongoing movement, because it's a group of big animals moving all over around this ecosystem. And when they come, when they cross going to Kenya and return, they go back to the resident area, which is Serengeti, Serengeti area. And then after, they'll have to move to the south, because they have to give birth, because they go to the south to search you, to make sure that they, when they're in the south, they want to give birth to the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And where they go there is because the plants there, they're very nutritious, and they're sure that if they give baby, they could milk nutritious milk to their babies. Okay. That's why they're going there. And when they go to Kenya, they're going to search for water. So they always move looking for water and food.
So it's always a motion, as you say. It's always a migration all the time. So
yeah, all the time.
So the big migration is kind of like year-long.
Yeah. So that's why I say if you come in February, you'll see they are now in the Ndutu region, which is the south of Serengeti, and this also is the best actions to see. But also from June, July, August, September is the best time, because you see them crossing
the river. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the river?
Masai Mara.
Masai Mara. There is a tribe with that name, right?
Masai are the people.
Masai are the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Mara is the river.
Yeah, Mara is a river.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the Mira, which is a river which separates Kenya and Tanzania. So it's in between. So when they cross the river, they're in Kenya. When they cross the river again, they're in Tanzania.
Okay. So it's the border.
The river is the border.
Yeah.
Nice.
Question that you say about your tour. So when we buy your tour, we just go there and everything is taken care of. So you have... I mean, if I'm going to your tour, I don't have to worry about anything. I will be taking like everything care of.
Oh yes.
Okay.
So when you say that you're going to plan safari to Tanzania and say, hey, Beatrice, I want to come to Tanzania. I'll give you all the information that's unnecessary for you to plan your tour to come there. And always, we never, this is normal, that we book all full board, that you don't have to worry about the transportation, like airport pickup and drop off. No. Accommodation. No. Meals, all meals, transportation, safari guide, everything is paid. You don't have to pay a single amount unless you want to buy a gift for your family when you go back home.
Or tip.
Or tip. Oh, very important. Or tip. Maybe you're very satisfied. Very important.
I can forget that.
I'll take tips.
Yeah, it's good to be gratitude. Like,
and what happened with, when I do a tour with you, what happened if I cross the border with the documents and everything, or you don't cross the border?
So when you travel to Tanzania, like any other country, you just need to have your passport and your visa. Just easy like that.
Okay. It's very easy to get the visa?
Of course.
Online maybe?
Yes, online. You have to book online.
Nice.
And actually, you'll get it within 2 weeks or less.
Okay. What tip do you will give people to go to Tanzania? I mean, to be aware of maybe what to do or what not to do in Tanzania.
So when coming to Tanzania, first you have to be sure what safari company you're booking with. Very important. That's number one.
Kilimanjaro is the best. I know the owner.
Okay, and the second thing, actually, if you're booking with Kilimanjaro Safari, we'll be sure that the safari guide, the person who goes with you in the wilderness, is he informed person? Is he knowledgeable about the wildlife and everything within the country? That's very important. But also, you have to be aware with what is trending. Maybe vaccination. Maybe if you need to get a COVID vaccination, because we normally asked it before, but now you don't need a COVID vaccination to go there.
But you provide all that information to the customer?
All the information we provided.
Yes. You have it on the website or just send an email?
So they're in the website, but also in the email. And when they make requests, we also send them. But one more thing, because when you think of coming to Tanzania, you're going to be confused. There's so many things to do. So you need a right guide. So this means that we have, if you're an adventure person and want to climb, we have climbing and trekking tours, okay, that we offer. As you know, Tanzania is hosting one of the tallest mountains in Africa. If you're thinking about safari, and then we know what is right for you. And also, numbers of days. You have to be very careful. How many numbers of days do you want to spend there? So we can advise you within these days, you can do this and this and this. Mm-hmm. But also experience all. It's very important if you come there to experience our culture. At the same time, experience the wildlife, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You organize all the schedule.
Yeah, of course. That's my job.
Exactly. And tell me something. How can people reach you to get more information about your tour? I mean, tell us your website and your Instagram account, cell phone.
So to reach me, to reach Kilimanjaro Safaris, you need to go to our website, which is www.kilibeyondsafaris.com.
Kili with K.
For the Instagram, it's same Kilibeyond, but there is a
underscore
between beyond and safaris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also, if you write Beatrice Kimathi, you'll see me, and you can be channeled to one of my social medias as well as in LinkedIn.
I'm going to put your information here.
You're famous, so we can Google you. Google her.
Tanzania's queen.
So no, but what I meant on the tips is, for example, when people go to Mexico, they tell them don't drink the water. Or to India, they don't drink the water.
Water?
Yeah, that's a Mexican water.
What do you think? do you want a water?
Okay. Why not?
So if I go to Tanzania, let's say when I go to Tanzania, would you say as a tip, don't do this or try to do this? Or the best thing to see in Tanzania is a Kilimanjaro, let's say. Or what would you say for the bad tip and the good tip?
So the first thing is first to be aware of your dressing code. That's very important because that's another culture.
Mm-hmm.
that's another culture. Excuse me. So you want to be aware when you're on safari, you want to be aware what kind of dressing code you're going to put on, because you're in the wilderness. You don't have to attract animals to come to you.
Yeah.
Okay. What would be the dressing code?
So you're like, going to put green like me.
Okay.
Kind of green. Or you're going to put nude, but not blue.
Okay.
You're going to put nude, blue like the jeans. This is okay, but this one is also okay, no problem. But black, and very blue, not recommendable. So you don't need to come with those kind of clothes when you're coming on safari, especially on safari. But if you're in Zanzibar in other parts, no problem. That's the first thing.
Why not blue? I mean, animals don't like the blue.
Why I can't use blue?
So for the black and blue is because when you're on safari, there in the bush there is sometimes sassafras. They're like mosquito. They're gonna bite you
because the blue.
Yeah, because they're attracted to the blue color.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So when you are also there, you will see some of the, you'll see them putting some blue colors on the bushes to attract the sassafras to go on those sheets instead of coming to you. So you have to put blue.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Cheers. For the blue.
not the blue.
For the mosquitoes.
I'm not wearing blue. See, that's an amazing tip.
Yeah, but also medication. It's good also to have, if you know you have maybe some problem, sometimes you need your own medications to be safe. Mm-hmm. But also, what is this? Sunburn, how do you call it? Sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need sunscreen because it's going to be sunny, you know? And when it's sunny, you don't need your skin to be burned and you get cancer. So very important to have sunscreen. But also the shoes, if you're going to climb, you need a proper gears and equipment if you want to climb. Yeah.
And about the facilities on your tour, can the tourists have internet or cell phone?
Of course. So when you're there, in most of the hotels or tented luxury camps, they have Wi-Fi. So you're going to have Wi-Fi when you are on those hotels. But when you're on the game drive, not all time you can have the access unless you have Tanzania phone number, which normally we can create that for our guests who want to be online all time. So what we can do, we can register a chip, a line for them, and they can use it when they're there, you know, and after they can return it to us.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I think we have a lot of information about you, about Tanzania, about the Queen of Tanzania. You have another question?
No, I'm good. I'm still shocked by the blue, the colors. It's like, oh. I mean, I thought you were going to say, it's like, no, don't bring, bring, I don't know, the sunscreen. Exactly. But the blue,
so
it's shocking me. Which color would be best? Light colors or just green?
So you see, you could have gray, white. White is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Gray, green, like the one I have. You know, dark blue also is okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
So I need to the camera. Look at her, and drink the mezcal. I need to see your face.
Cheers again.
Cheers. How do you say?
Maisha marefu.
Maisha marefu.
Cheers. Yeah.
I'm aprendiendo Swahili. Swahili, right?
Swahili?
It's the language.
Yeah, Swahili.
Do you like it or not? Tell me the truth.
This is Mexican water.
it's like smoky, right? I like it.
It's not water.
It's not water. Well, it's liquid. It looks like water.
Okay. So, well, I think this is for now. This is the end of episode 0 with the Queen of Tanzania, Beatriz Kimath, and
her friend. I'd like to tell them one more thing.
Of course, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I am very happy. I will be very happy to welcome to my country to experience the wildlife safari, mountain trekking, and beautiful beaches, beautiful holiday in Zanzibar, in one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. I will be very happy to have you there and show you my country and the people of Tanzania and our culture and everything. Thank you so much. And Karibu sana Tanzania. You are warm welcome to Tanzania.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Beatriz. And thank nice you for coming. You. Thank you for coming. Ok, muchachos. Entonces, esto fue el episodio cero. ¿Y por qué digo el cero? Porque esto estaba, no estaba programado para nada. No teníamos pensado hacer este podcast con Beatriz. Pero bueno, se dio la oportunidad y bueno, quise hacerlo porque me pareció bien, bien interesante. Además de que, como ya les dije, me encanta hacer fotografía de vida salvaje y de animales. Entonces, bueno, nada, los esperamos en un próximo episodio.
Tú todavía no me has tomado la foto a mí.
Bueno, pero no.
El animal soy yo.
Entonces, los esperamos en un próximo episodio. How do you say in Swahili? Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Ok, go ahead.
Like
and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Gonga like. Oh my god, what is that? You know, like is like.
Dame like.
Gonga like.
Or you know what? Visit our YouTube channel and subscribe.
Tembelea channel yetu ya YouTube na yandikishe.
Hey, now in Spanish, danos un like.
Do you want me to say that?
Yes. Of course. Look at the camera.
Okay.
Danos un like.
Come again.
Danos un like. Y suscríbete.
Y
suscríbete.
Y suscríbete.
Bien. Nos vemos en el próximo capítulo. Chao.